Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Caitlin Perry episode. I met Caitlin years back. We both happened to work for Scion, and so that's what I enjoy talking about. We both like met each other randomly at Comic-Con back in the day. So thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy. Peace. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. This episode is brought to you by Purple Mattress and our new sponsor, Scentbird. Say hi to Stan. Hi, how you doing? I've been ignoring you. I love you still. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome photographer Caitlin Perry, aka Shoot People. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for coming.
Oh, I'm totally excited to be here.
I'm happy. I'm excited because you're excited to be here, because when I put in your number on my phone, we met at Comic-Con years ago.
Yeah.
And you want to open up your key lime?
Thank you for my seltzer.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers on living.
Yeah.
Being alive.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I enjoy it a lot. Yeah.
So, ironically, we were there for kind of the same reasons or different reasons?
Well, I was just there to photograph like Scion, whatever they were doing. I don't even remember.
And I work for Scion.
And you work for Scion. And I think I remember like I had to photograph you, but I was like doing behind the scenes and then just photos for press later.
Now, did you have to drive down to San Diego?
Yeah.
Did you rent out a Scion car?
No. I didn't even think about that.
No, they gave me a car.
What? They gave you a car?
Well, no, just to take down there.
That's dope.
Not to have.
I know, but still, that's dope.
It was one of those mini cars.
What do you mean a mini car?
Like a smart car, like those little dinkers.
That's amazing.
And I hadn't driven in a while. I almost got in an accident because I hadn't driven in a while, and then I was nervous driving down there.
I hate driving. Yeah. I'm a nervous driver, too. I'm a nervous everything.
Yeah, and so you had pictures of, like, I had to interview the Walking Dead cast.
Yeah.
Shout out to Steven Yeun.
Oh, is that? Oh, yeah. I have photos of you guys together.
Yeah.
Glenn, right? He's the best.
Oh, yeah.
The show kind of went down, I think, when they killed him.
But, dude, did you see the Twilight Zone he's in?
No.
He did a good job.
He did. I only saw the first one.
Spoiler alert, he actually plays an alien.
What?
But it is not revealed to the very
end. Okay, okay. I'm so into alien things.
Huh, Craig?
Wait, do you know about these new papers that are being released about alien activity? And, like, the guy from Blink-182 made a show about it.
Oh, you talking about Tom DeLonge?
Oh, maybe, yes.
Yeah. Yes. That's so crazy you brought that up, because I must have DM'd him and emailed him several times. I went to high school with Tom.
Oh, no way.
That's cool. So shout out to Power High Class of 90-something. He's actually, we skateboarded like a parking lot together back in the day.
Oh, cool.
And then when I went out to college, that's when Blink 182 happened, and he became like a rock star.
He
basically became a technical rock star.
That's kind of
so
awesome.
I tripped out when that happened.
Yeah, like, oh my God.
He's like on MTV. What?
Yeah.
But shout out to Tom. If you're watching this, Tom, the invite's still open, and I would love for you to come here so we could discuss alien conspiracies, UFO phenomenon. Are you into that stuff? Or?
My roommate really is. So I get like the default, oh my God, watch this video.
Yeah.
I'm more into like supernatural like ghosts, which I know you are too.
Yeah, there's a supposed one in this building.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I don't know what kind of ghost it is, but there used to be an old man named Colin Drake that he was 93. He lived in that unit up front, and then they found bones in the backyard.
Oh, that's creepy. Like old bones or new bones?
Old bones.
Okay, that's a little less creepy.
And guess what? The Channel 7. What newscast came by? Either NBC or ABC, one of the news team came back here.
Do you know more? Like, whose they were?
They found,
were they?
It was like a
bones?
Femur, or I think it was, there were animal bones.
Okay.
But they were piled on top of each other.
Oh, like an animal sacrifice thing?
Like Pet Cemetery?
Oh,
or, I don't know,
oh cool.
But this is the scarier part. It was underneath, there used to be a shed back there. This Blair Witch shed. It was underneath, because they demolished the shed.
Right.
It was buried underneath the shed.
That's really creepy. That's really creepy.
Because this building, me and this handsome camera guy here, Craig, have lived here the longest. So we know the history.
Oh,
he's actually...
You're the video game guy. Okay. All right, I know who you are. You're talked about often. On this podcast,
he's
right?
My real friend.
I know
that's a real friend, right?
You guys
there.
Play video games together.
Yes,
that's real
we do.
Friend
but
stuff.
Not only that, you could count on him.
That's a good quality.
We've had our ups and downs, but through our whole friendship, he's always stayed loyal.
That's important. I think ups and downs are like natural to all relationships.
And you mentioned you because you have brothers as well.
I have three younger brothers.
You're the only female?
I'm the only female. I'm the oldest.
What was it like growing up with them?
I really watched a lot of action cartoons.
Like, give me an example.
Batman.
Yeah.
Power Rangers.
Yep.
X-Men.
There you go.
Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Right here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huge star. This is like where I think my nerd comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Is like being outvoted on TV.
Yeah.
Basically.
Now, did you have to kind of like put your foot down? Did they try to walk all over you when they got older?
Oh,
like...
all the time. But the brother under me is a professional rugby player.
Oh, he's tough.
He's not only tough, but like big.
How big is he?
He's not tall, but he's like... I'll show you a photo.
Okay. What's his name?
Okay, I kind of have to shout him out. Anthony Perry.
Shout out to Anthony Perry. He plays for the rugby team.
New York United.
He plays for United? He's professionally.
Yeah, like USA United. I think, I don't know, want to say the wrong league.
It's okay, but he plays for New York United.
He plays for New York United.
And Anthony?
Anthony Perry. Yeah, he's the best. And they have a playoff game in San Diego next weekend. Or this upcoming weekend.
Wow. Yeah. So Anthony Perry, professional rugby player.
He's like a massive human. Mm-hmm. Like, you know when you see people and you're like, oh, whoa. Like, you're a massive person. Like, how did your mom birth
you? Don't have
you?
To pick up. Is he 6'3"?
He's like 6'1". And here,
yeah.
He's like 6'1".
Mm-hmm.
Probably 200, maybe 220 of just like his leg is like this. That's one leg. my body, basically.
Jeez.
Like, okay, do you
where does he live? He lives in New York, obviously.
He lives in New York.
Yeah, okay.
They do you, like, what these people eat,
What do you mean, these people? Rugby players?
Rugby players. Sorry, they're like...
They seem like they're different species.
They are.
Okay, yeah.
They
what
are
these people
different
eat
species.
Are steak.
Like, but not like one steak. Like, a normal person, you're like, oh, I ate a steak. That was fulfilling. It's like, they eat maybe like three steaks. And that's a meal.
Jeez.
It's insane. Like... Yeah. Like, for Thanksgiving...
Yeah, go ahead.
My mom got, like, a 30-pound turkey, and he had, like, a, you know, a lost soul from the rugby team that needed a family.
Yeah.
By the time Thanksgiving ended, and the next day, all of the turkey was gone. They literally ate 20 pounds of turkey in 12 hours.
Big boys.
Big... Oh, I have to show
you.
Yeah,
yeah. So, are you married, by the way?
No.
Okay, but whoever chooses to date you, they better watch out because you're going to have to deal with the Perry boys. And the Perry... Let me tell you something about the Perry boys. The Perry boys don't mess around. They eat turkey.
Oh, like everything.
And they eat
it's
steak.
Insane.
And you don't want to mess
it's
with it.
It's literally like...
Yeah.
If you have a fridge full of food and he spends the night, by the next day, you will have... Like, doesn't matter. You might have had like weird, like dried prunes or something. Gone.
God, they eat... They ate that much.
Like, they eat so much. It's insane.
But they weren't always that big, right?
I mean,
obviously. Like, when did they get... When did they start getting, like...
He was always big. Like, he was always big. He was always athletic. Like, he was, in football, the biggest guy. In all the sports. He wrestled. I know you wrestled.
I wrestled, too. What weight?
189.
Of course. I was 103.
103. My brother underneath, I think, would be your weight class.
Yeah, I was the little guy.
So, like, think about being, like... Your older brother is like this crazy big huge athlete, and you're like in the 103.
God. What's your ethnicity? Are you guys Italian? Like, are you?
We're Greek, a little bit of Italian,
yeah,
and
Greek.
Welsh. But my mother's Greek, so I really identify with that.
Don't mess with the Perry boys. Yeah, let me see a picture of him.
Sorry, I keep forgetting.
I'm just throwing this out there. If he's ever out here, because I've never had a rugby player on the Stevie Weeby show.
So excited.
So Anthony Perry or Parry.
Perry. Perry or Parry.
Yeah.
Either or. My grandmother
Perry,
would be
Parry.
So happy.
Anthony Parry or Perry. We would love. Oh my God.
Big guy.
God.
Big.
Dude, he looks like a gladiator.
I know.
Can we show the camera real quick?
Can you see it?
Dude,
And he's like a small guy. On the
cheek. Dude, he looks like, that picture reminds me of Russell Crowe, Gladiator. Just like he's in a coliseum with a sword.
Yeah.
Or like a hammer or something, and he's there to kill.
They bleed, though. It's insane, because I don't know anything about
that's
rugby.
Your brother?
I know, he's huge. And my mom's 5'2".
Then where do they get the height? Is your dad big?
See, my dad's tall, but like, he's lanky. Like, he's tall and lanky.
Where's your brother?
No idea.
No, but your brother's buff.
He's buff. Like, buff. I know. Like, when we go on holiday, little kids on the beach, like, line up, and he just, like, pew, like, little
throws
kid.
Him.
Pew, he throws me.
Jeez, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
I had no idea you had brother. No questions about your brother are on the sheet.
Sorry, I love my
this
family.
This is great because... Man, we just, that was, because it was just flying by, just talking about your buff brother.
I love
the
my
rugby
family.
Player, yeah. And what about your other, I mean, let's just get this out of the way. Yeah, yeah. You want to shout them out, too?
Sure. I have another brother, William.
Yeah.
And then another brother, Nikki, who just graduated college.
Mm-hmm.
And
what college?
Tufts.
Tufts?
Tufts University. He's like the smart one.
Okay.
He's the clever
shout
one.
Shout out to Tufts University.
Shout out to Tufts.
Yeah.
I've never been there, but
mm-hmm.
I'm sure I hear it's great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jumbo the Elephant is their mascot.
Okay, yeah. Wait. Hold on to that thought because we have to go to... Hold on to that thought. We're talking about your second brother. I have to do the ad read. So our first sponsor is Purple Mattress. And I want you to help me, Caitlin.
Yeah.
You see my purple mattress over there?
Yeah.
It's made of this material. I want you to... Hold it.
Oh, I love
this. Yeah, how soft does that feel?
I could literally do this all day.
What does that remind you of, like the texture?
Like a really comfortable bed I want to sleep in.
There you go. So she said it all. Go to Purple and check that. Well, no, don't go to Purple, but get a Purple mattress. Don't go to Purple. This is a brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. It's not memory foam. This is something else. It's breathable, as you can see, and it's cool. Right now, you get a 100-night risk-free deal. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund backed by a 10-year warranty. Free shipping and returns. So this is how you go about it. Right now, you can get a free purple pillow with a purchase of a mattress. The only way to get this is if you text Stevie to 84888. Again, text Stevie, Steebee, to 84888. Look at this. You would love to sleep on that, wouldn't you? Purple Mattress, our first sponsor. Purple Mattress. Back to your second brother. Okay, that was easy. That's
great,
done.
Though.
Yeah,
can
that's
just
good.
Squeeze this.
Yeah.
For a long time.
It's like sleeping on gummy bears or something, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going back to this your smart brother.
Well, they're all pretty smart, mm-hmm. actually. So there's William. He works at this camp in northern Canada that does canoeing into the wilderness. Like, you don't shower, do anything except be in the wilderness for like 2 months.
Whoa. So he works with kids?
He works with kids, and he teaches them like how to survive in the wilderness because they're away from wilderness, like all civilization.
Dang.
Like, they need like helicopters to come get them if anything happens.
So your brothers are like pretty manly dudes. Survivalists, rugby players.
Yeah, they're tough.
Yeah, they're tough.
They joke that I made them tough because I was such a mean older sister.
but were you?
I did definitely do mean things.
Give me a couple examples of that.
Okay, the worst. I was actually thinking about this the other day.
Like, be honest about it.
I will.
Yeah. We don't hold back here.
I once hogtied my brother and put him in the closet and put a gag in his mouth and left him there. And my mom was like, "Where's your brother?" I'm like, "Oh, I don't know where he is." Blah, 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 blah. I told you, I did mean things. What? Older siblings do mean things. Is that, Steve?
How did he even learn? How does one learn how to hogtie?
I don't know.
That's like something.
I have no idea.
You learned it somewhere, though.
I did.
I'm putting it out there. You learned it somewhere.
I definitely did.
Where did you learn how to do that?
I don't know, Steve. Like, who taught an 8-year-old girl how to hogtie someone? That is a good question.
Wait, the other question I have is, you hogtied him, but then I'm thinking of that Pulp Fiction scene where you put the ball.
A sock.
You put a sock.
I think. I don't know. Something
but
like
you must
that
have
right.
wrapped some kind of rope where the sock was contained in his mouth.
No, I don't think I did that.
All right, give me one more example.
Oh, I don't know. I think I'm like really good at blocking out memories I don't want to remember.
Did you do anything humiliating to any of them?
Like
you didn't get on the phone like, hey,
no, I would
got
put
a
makeup
small
on
weenie.
Them. I'd be like, I need a little sister and you're my little sister for the day. Makeup.
Why did you do that?
Because I was so mad I didn't have a little sister.
Wait, like, hold on. Correct me if I'm wrong. You made one of your brothers put on lipstick?
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. Whole
and
deal.
You forced him to
and
say...
And dress, and like a princess dress.
You made him wear a dress?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, you're my little sister.
You're going to be my sister right now, and I'm going to dress you up.
Oh my goodness.
And like, you have no choice because I'm bigger and I'm meaner than you are.
Did your folks... know about this?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah, but like,
yeah,
there was always fighting. Like that was just like when there's that many kids.
Yeah.
And I think especially boys, there's it's like that's just you just oh okay they're fighting over there. My business. Like there was so many stitches, lots of bleeding, lots of cut stitches.
Did they ever fight back? Like, did they ever stand up to you once they got physically like bigger?
Yeah. Like I'll never forget the day that my brother punched me and I literally went. And knocked me out. And I was like, that's that. Now I have to fight a different way.
Oh my God. Which one? The rugby player?
Yeah. Literally. And I went, like, it was like a cartoon. Like, I saw stars and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I got knocked out. Yeah. Just so you don't feel alone, I've got knocked out too.
Yeah, where you're like,
yeah. When my brother, I kept pushing him. I'm like, do something. Do something about it. Do something. And I kept pushing. Go ahead, dude. Do it. And then he cocked back, and he had like long. He looked like James Iha at the time from Smashing Pumpkins. He had the long hair, and he went like he went like this, and then I'm just like yeah. And then he cocked back and just boom, I saw start. Yeah. He almost broke my nose.
Oh no.
I got knocked back on the kitchen table. Like I went boom. And then I was like bleeding.
It happens. I think that's normal. It's like our socializing. You know, like you do that as a kid.
With siblings?
Yeah, like you learn, like, oh, that's not an appropriate way to deal with that type of anger. Yeah. Like, I can't just, like, hog tie my brother when he's annoying. You're like, you can't do that in life. Like, oh, you're annoying. I'm going to hog tie you and put you in a closet. I mean, I wish I could maybe sometimes.
Yeah. But the thing is, the person that gets hit, you never forget that.
No.
Because later in life, I struck back.
I have a story to tell you that's similar to the story I know you're about to tell because okay. I'm a huge fan of yours.
Yeah, yeah.
So, rugby player, brother, always used to terrorize the little brother, mm-hmm. right? And he was small. He was mm-hmm. really small. And one time, he, like, had enough, and my brother was watching TV, and the littler one came up with, like, a metal broomstick, you know? Like,
yeah.
Went behind him. He was just watching TV, went behind him on the couch and whacked him on the head, split his head open. And literally just blood. I'll never forget.
Like that movie Carrie.
Like literally it was like, he was like, there's blood on my, like, did I just get hit in the head? You know, like.
Yeah, you did.
And of course he starts screaming and my mom comes in and she looks at the bigger brother like, what did you do to your little brother to make him do this? Literally.
This is crazy. You know what's even crazy? You know what's even crazier, Caitlin? We haven't even mentioned your photography at all yet. And we're 30 minutes. Yeah. We're almost 30 minutes in.
Are we 30 minutes
in? I don't know. We're 20 minutes in.
Wow.
But this is great. That's what makes it great because what we're talking about is just coming out. But I want to eventually get, because your photographs and, I mean, you have your Instagram and, like, I want to get.
Thanks, Steve.
How did you get into photography?
I always was into photography.
Like
my first camera. I asked for my first camera when I was 5 years old.
Do you remember what kind of camera that was?
Just some kids, like a kid's camera, you know, like an early 90s kid's camera that like was indestructible.
Yeah. And then tell me more. And then how did you progress to like?
So I have a lot of social anxiety and I'm really dyslexic. Like I am the most dyslexic person you probably will ever meet. And so I think like my photography was like a crutch and it was something I was really good at and I could really understand the visual world. Like that was how I interpreted the world. And it made me feel kind of like isolated, but photography was an outlet that I could share my view with
right,
people.
Right, right. And then when did, so from that age to high school, did you take like photography classes?
Yeah. Photography classes, art classes, mm-hmm, all mm-hmm. of it.
And then what about a college?
College too. It took me a while to be like, you know, because I have parents that come from a very business background. And of course, your parents want to make sure like when they die, you're secure, right? You have a job, you blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And it's hard, I think, for people who were taught and have lived life one way to like have their kids be like, fuck that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're like, oh, I know.
Asians are the worst. They're like, you're going to be a doctor. You're going to be this. Like,
yeah, well, it's out of love, though. Like, they're like scared. They want to make sure.
Well,
like,
they want a sure shot thing.
Well, they want to make sure.
Because if you're a judge or you're a lawyer or you're a doctor,
you're okay.
That's they can equate that to a sum of money every year. Like, you're going to make $200,000.
Which is security.
Exactly.
Which is like, they're safe, right? Like, if I die or something happens to me, they're okay.
Yeah, but what if you have no passion doing those things, though?
Well, like, that's
you
the
would
problem.
Just kind of like,
that's
you're, not,
the problem.
You're not happy then, right?
No, I could never, ever. I would, no, my life would not. My life would be very depressing.
Yeah, because, I could see, I don't have kids, but I would want that for my kid. But like, if they have a passion for something, like let's say my kid wanted to take photographs. Yeah. I would encourage that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, yeah.
But you know, like, yeah, you can do that and make money and survive if you really worked hard on it.
But our parents,
they don't think that way.
Well, they don't know that there's possibilities outside those professions.
Not unless you and I showed them.
Well, not unless you showed them a check.
Yeah.
Like, well, look how much I made from doing this.
Well, mine
then
was.
They'll click.
Mine was people I had been talking about, like, oh my God, I shot this person. Ah.
Yeah, and I want to get into that too, because you've shot some musicians and all kinds of different peeps.
Yeah.
Yeah, but keep going.
Well, so, I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah. it wasn't until the musicians I had been like raving about for years, like, mm-hmm. oh my God, I got a job with this person. They're like, we have no idea who you're talking about. Like, we don't know that DJ that played that rave in New York, right? Like, and so when they were watching the Grammys, and like artists I had been talking about popped up on the Grammys, and they were like, oh shit.
On TV,
like in their living room, they were like, oh shit. Like,
oh, you work
she,
with them.
Yeah. Oh, Kaylin works with these. Like she's been talking about these people for years.
They remembered at least. So that's great that happened.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's basically proof, but it's like comfort for them. Like, yeah. She wasn't full of shit.
Yeah.
She actually like said she worked with these people, and we see them on our television set. Yeah.
And also like, oh, she's not just partying her life away.
No.
Right? Because from their perspective, it's like, oh, yeah, I just go to parties all the time and take pictures. Right? Like, they were good. Like, do what you want, but like, what are you doing? You know?
Right. Now, so when did you start from like, okay, after college, when did you start, after you graduated, when did you start taking it seriously as far as like it becoming a profession?
So in college, so I went to the New School. Mm-hmm. Shout out New School.
Best
school ever.
Where's that located?
New York City,
New School.
New School, best. That was the only school.
What borough?
Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I found school enjoyable. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I love that place.
I get that New York, now that you say that, I get kind of a New York energy from you as
really?
Well. Yeah, because
oh,
you're
great.
Like,
that's
you're
my,
open. Yeah, you're, yeah, yeah. There you go.
So I thought, okay, like I'll do something on the business side of photography, right? Like, you know, there's so much fashion photography in New York. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll work at a studio or an agency or something, right? I didn't have the confidence in myself that I could do it. And in college, I would just shoot shows. I'd go to raves, I'd go to shows, and then it was like, oh, can we have your photos for our blog? Then I started working with the Village Voice.
That's a big deal, isn't that?
It was a big deal
for
me.
That's a big deal, right?
It was a big deal, but it wasn't enough money to live on, like, you know.
How much is it like freelance gigs? Or like...
Yeah, so I just wanted to have my photos go somewhere and get credentials. Like, oh, I'm shooting for the Village Voice. And what I would do is then hit up those bands and send them my photos. Like, oh, these are the photos from the Village Voice. If you ever need a photographer, let me know, blah, blah, blah.
Smart.
So then eventually, like, I was making enough money doing that.
That's great.
And I quit my job. I was working as a studio manager for a fashion photographer. And when I got asked to go on tour, I was like, bye, see ya. And then
that's
I went
how
on
you
tour.
Told them?
Literally, yeah. Bye, fuck you, hate you. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
It was great. I had great bosses.
And so it's just been uphill since then.
Like this, maybe.
Well, life's like this. But
you know,
for
like,
the most part, it's not doing this like working for the man.
No, I'm lucky.
You're working on your...
Yeah,
you know,
I'm lucky.
Under your own rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a double-edged sword, though, sometimes, right? Like,
well...
You know.
Yeah, well, it's... because obviously it's like... You're not going to get rid... Well, at least this podcast is to the point where it's slowly kind of gaining traction.
Dude, you're doing awesome.
Thank you so
I'm
much.
I'm like such really? A YouTuber person, and like you're doing great.
Is this a
People
unique...
People love you.
Is this a unique show? Thank you.
It's a totally unique show. Thank like, you. It's completely unique. You're hilarious.
You heard it first from Caitlin Perry, support her brother's rugby team in New York.
Yeah.
But going back to... trajectory and paying dues and financial struggles and all that, it's up and down. But I've worked enough crappy jobs. I mean, I used to work at IHOP graveyard. I mean, I used to
I've hosted a host of
so I bar backed I mean I waited tables bar backed at Sushi Dan's. I bar backed at I worked at PF Chang's.
Cool.
I worked graveyard shift at Circle K, which is basically 7-Eleven. Jamba Juice. I mean, I could just go down the list.
Yeah.
Okay, so my point being, I've worked those types of jobs, and I'm kind of glad now because that's something I'm like, oh, I never want to do that again. Yeah. I'd rather, you know.
But also, you're so great with people. Don't you think those jobs helped you like converse with people you don't know?
You know, that's a good point. Okay, so some of the jobs, like the coffee bean job, I like because I'm a coffee head.
Yeah, me too.
So I would just be like, boop, coffee in the morning, coffee 10 minutes later, coffee 30 minutes later. Ooh, I'll make a smoothie.
Yeah.
I'll make another espresso. You know, I was always like kind of
Oh,
how you doing, man? are you going to get your expo? Okay. You know,
you're like me. I'm like that.
Yeah, yeah. And then that was fun.
Yeah.
But you're not making a lot of money being a barista unless you're a professional barista.
Or like fulfilling your own inside itch of needing to do something fulfilling.
Yeah. So going back to what you do and what this is about, it's like, yeah, we struggle like any human struggles, but at least it's on your own terms.
Yeah.
And it's not under anyone's jurisdiction.
No. I totally like agree.
And that's priceless, man.
It is.
Because
freedom. That's called freedom.
Like
you have control of every area of your life, really.
Yeah, there's certain jobs where I'm like, I don't know if I could last a week here. Because I don't smoke anymore. But when I worked at that sushi place.
Yeah, to numb yourself. Yeah.
The lady would tell me, no, you have to smoke down there. And she wouldn't even let me smoke in front. Like I had to walk down. Like the hallway, and I was just like, this sucks.
Yeah.
And then the way the sushi guy talked to me, he goes, table 13, go!
Chefs are like that.
Oh, just because I'm Korean, and he was Korean too, the sushi chef. So he talked to me like old school, I'm your sensei.
Yeah.
I'm your sensei. You do what I say, you go! And I'm just like, hey, dude, you can't talk to me like that, dude. This is America, dude.
Like, I'm American. I don't know what you're saying.
We're in Los Angeles, dude. Yeah,
totally. I get that on
the drink. So going back to your photography, dude, you work for yourself.
Yeah. No, you're right.
So to the viewers, give them some pointers and suggestions. How does one continue with their trajectory becoming a successful photographer? Like, what do they have to do?
Photograph stuff every day.
Every day.
If you love something, you do it every day, and eventually someone will be like, yo, what are you doing? You know, and you're practicing. Every time you're doing, you're getting better and better and better and better. It's like working out. Like each time you work out, you get buffer and buffer and buffer. So I do it every day and show everyone. Like just, hey, check out what I'm doing. Hey, every 6 months, I send out a portfolio to about 200 people, maybe like 300 people.
How do you get their contact?
Half of them I know, half of them I cold call, and I add 20 new people each time.
Oh my God.
And like 90% of them never respond to me, and I just keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. And the 10% that do are like all my jobs.
So what's the moral to that story? You have to try.
Yeah, try. Like just try.
Because if you don't try, you'll never know.
No.
Because this is going back to me. I was a wrestler in high school. I was always cutting weight, but I also was going to church camps. But I never had a girlfriend. Like, I never had a girlfriend or anything. And then I'm like, because my friends were always like partying. They're like, well, you have to try.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have
to. You don't try, you don't know.
Yeah. And you have to be okay with rejection. Like, you have to know that, like, okay, so what happens? They reject you. You're just back where you started. Like, you didn't lose anything. Nothing happened. You didn't combust or explode. You know?
Exactly. And if you do fail.
Failing is part of it, though. Yeah, you have to fail.
You're right.
Do you know how? I sent out like 200, 300 packets a day, and 90% of the people, not a day, but every 6 months, 90% of the people never get back to me, ever.
How do you build up that thick skin to keep trudging?
Art school.
Really?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Well, think about it. Art school is literally you make work and you're crap at it, right? Because like you have no idea really what you're doing and you haven't practiced enough. And then you put it on a wall and all the shit kids that are like being competitive with you critique it. And literally what they do, this sucks, your work sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. That's boring.
Yeah, I think that's with any art.
Yeah, but you have to go through with that and separate like, oh, this is me and that's my art.
Yeah, because the thing about that, it's kind of like, well, you're going to continue creating anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way I look at
me
it.
Too.
Because whether it's music or stand-up or, you know, contemporary art or if you're doing magic, it does magic tricks, you're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Even if someone ridicules you, like, you suck.
Yeah,
like,
no, you have right, to. That's fine. People say that to everyone all the time about everyone.
Especially now because of the internet.
Why do you think I was so nervous to come here?
Hold on to that thought. I'm not doing the full thing, but I have to shout out. Our second sponsor is brought to you by Scentbird. So check it out. Now a word from our sponsor, Scentbird. That's our newest sponsor. Scentbird.com. Scentbird.com. I love smells, good smells and bad smells, but Scentbird has the freshest smelling smells out in the market. Now, what Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service, meaning that they'll send you a supply, a 30-day supply of 120 different sprays. Now, I remember when I was younger, I used to go to a mall called North County Fair in Escondido, California, and I used to go into the Robinson's May there, and I would ask for like little samples of like Polo Sport or Dracar or whatever, and they were like this big. But check this out. If you order your subscription, this is how it comes. This one is Clinique Happy for Men. Smells so fresh. I wish I could describe it. Smells kind of like a sweet oak tree. But listen, go to scentbird.com/Stevie and use code Stevie for 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Huh? Give them a try. Scentbird. Look at the other one I got. Hugo Boss for Men. Look at this. So this is, you can switch up your routine. You know, you don't like, I know like it's kind of boring to use the same smell every day, day after day after day after day. But this way, I mean, these are only three, but look, Dolce & Gabbana. I mean, that's like what the Kardashians use. I've never even had any. I get to spray this on my body. I'm not even a Kardashian. And I get to enjoy. Scentbird.com. Go there now. Go to scentbird.com/Stevie. Use the promo code Stevie for 50% off your first month today. Steebee. Again, Scentbird. Scentbird.com. /Stevie and use the code Stevie like the god dang show. Make sure to check out Scentbird. Okay, and back to
what's Scentbird?
It's they distribute colognes and perfumes. Oh, and stuff. Cool. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna check
definitely
that out.
Check out Scentbird.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm. Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I'm dealing with that right now. I have like such like devoted viewers and fans that
they
screen that for me. So because I have it pains
that's
me
nice.
To it pains me to look at it.
Yeah,
because I take it personal.
Don't look at it.
But they but before I was like internalizing it like whoa like because it's not like. This sucks. They're like, they're getting personal, like about my life. They know me, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you just did that. But the thing is, I'm growing past that.
You can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's because the thing, going back to what you're saying, it's like, I'm just putting out content.
Yeah.
You're putting out photos.
Yeah.
Another person's putting out jokes. Another person's putting out art, music, and so be it.
Yeah.
It's not going to please everyone, but you're going to keep creating.
Yeah. Always. I also feel like I have no choice. Like,
dude,
you know, like there,
dude,
if I don't do this,
what are you going to do?
I don't, life would be meaningless to me. Is that weird to say?
Dude, I completely could relate to that.
This is my meaning.
Because it's hard enough to get out of bed.
I 100% agree with
you. So it's like, if that's the case, if it's hard to get out of bed, like, what else do we have? We have to create.
Yeah.
Because if you're not creating, it's a part of, like, I feel like it's a part of your evolution as a human being.
Totally.
Like, if you don't do that, then you're like, stale.
Totally. And also, well, I've kind of been reflecting on my own photography that it's really been a crutch for me for gaining self-confidence.
Mm-hmm,
like, my self-confidence is from my work. Like,
good.
Satisfaction of it. But, like, it's a kind of like a... Like, I feel like my whole life it's been my crutch. Like, I've relied on it for that reason. But I'm fine with that. That gives me life. It makes me happy.
Yeah, and another way, and I completely agree, but another way to look at it is kind of like just a sense of completion.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
totally,
it's not
totally.
Even about like, oh, is this good? Is this bad? It's like, no, I completed it.
No, I'm just made some, yeah.
Because a lot of people talk. They're like, you know, I'm going to write that book one day, man. Oh my God, I got some great ideas. But then they never do it.
Yeah, totally.
But at least we could say, well, at least I got it done.
And I did it.
And if one person likes it, that's like cherry on the ice cream.
Everyone, if you like it, 1,000 other people out there will like it too. More than that, 100,000 other people in the world will like it too, minimum.
And you're archiving that because we're not going to always be there. So when we're not here, what's going to be left? Your photos.
Thanks, Steve.
My music or yeah. these podcasts yeah. or Craig's movie. It's, yeah. it's you got to leave something behind.
Yeah.
Because that's a part of
it is. All history is basically art.
Even the Mayans and ancient civilizations, what do they leave behind? Artifacts.
Pyramids. That's art.
Hieroglyphics, symbols.
Yeah.
Tablets, something.
Yeah.
So now we're in the age where it's all, you could put it all on.
Yeah, I know.
You know, we do right. our thing, but it's going to be contained in here.
Isn't that kind of crazy? Like, the internet blows my mind all the time.
You know, I think I was just in a denial about how fast. I mean, because now it's moving so fast.
Yeah.
Because we were at 4K, then 5K, yeah. then 8K. It's just going to keep going. And because we grew up during analog, and you got to, with yeah. music, it's like yeah. you put it on the tape or film. You put it on the film or movies, you put it on the film.
Yeah.
But now it's like, no, it's digitized.
Yeah.
You don't have to do any of that. You just boop, yeah. boop. In the world.
Yeah.
In the universe.
Forever.
That's so crazy.
And like, if you vent on, this is what, I don't have Facebook anymore. Because it's like, if you vent online, that's there forever. And people are going to like, let's say you do something, they're like, oh my God, in 2002, so-and-so said blah, 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 blah. You know?
Oh.
Like, that really freaks me out.
Why?
Because, like, you know, people say stuff. Like, saying, talk is cheap, right?
Yeah,
like,
if you're
saying stuff, that really means nothing at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's about what you do. But the internet holds you up to that standard of what you've said.
Well, this is another way to look at it. I'm not disagreeing with you. I actually agree. But another way to look at it is we're all going to die anyway. So once, this is the thing, it's like, but once you're dead and you go into the next
whatever happens.
Plane or dimension, you're not going to even think about that.
No,
my
true.
Belief system is I don't think you're going to trip on some Facebook thing that you invented.
That whole culture, that culture is what eggs me out, is that like people do that. You know? Like that's weird.
You know what else is weird? Is because we have context as far as, because I was around during payphones,
yeah,
beepers.
Me too.
Tape cassettes, Walkmans.
Do you remember the first computer, like your parents
brought
home?
Yeah, well, I remember the, check this out. I remember, shout out to David and David Oliver, Dean Oliver and Derek Oliver. Their dad actually had one of them OG Apples.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The one that looked like it was like just a square.
A square. With the disc.
Yeah, with the disc, the floppy.
Yeah.
The floppy. And I remember, because, you know, that was high tech back then.
Yeah.
But I remember going to their house and like they had it in their like their pool room or whatever, their bar room.
Yeah.
And then it was on a desk. And I was like, I'd always get jealous. I'd be like,
oh, like they have the,
oh, like they have the, oh yeah. my God. But yeah. in hindsight, that's like a dinosaur yeah. bone now.
No, literally, it had like Word. Not even Word, just a writing program,
no,
right?
No, Word wasn't even invented.
Yeah, you could just write things, right? You could type on it.
But one thing that you could do that, but another thing is, do you remember how you could, it's, I don't know what the program is, but you could erase and draw on it. Or,
yes.
They had that
yes.
thing where you could
what
use it.
What was that called?
I forgot.
That. They had stamps? You could stamp?
Yeah, you could stamp, but then they have a thing where you could draw things and
yeah.
erase things.
Yeah.
I think it's Word or something, or Microsoft Word.
KidPix? I want to say KidPix.
It was the original form of that. There was not a lot of options.
No.
There was literally little squares that you could choose from and then click and then do it. But I remember yeah. he showed me that. I got so like, oh, my God. But going back to that to now, going back to context and comparing, because kids grow up with an iPad
dude.
In their face. Like,
it's insane. I have little cousins. So I'm Greek. So I go to Greece in the summer.
Yeah.
And I have literally little cousins who will be on a beautiful beach in Greece with their iPad playing. What's that game where you build things maybe?
Minecraft.
Yeah. Or Fortnite.
Fortnite,
like
yeah.
they'll literally be sitting on a beach playing Fortnite. Or like after school, they're like, oh, I can't wait to go home and play Fortnite with you. But like they all go to their separate homes and play Fortnite together.
You know, that's so depressing to me because...
like, what?
You know what's more depressing? That's just the start, because in a few years, it's going to become from this to this.
Yeah. Well,
and from this...
Inside.
Inside. Now, there's a whole different world in here. the Oculus. Yeah. And then when the robots, when the AI, you see
them. Oh, that's my biggest
Okay,
fear.
So when the AI happen, then you're going to be stuck in your own apartment just in, and then they're going to control this world as well.
Yeah.
They're controlling that world, but then they're also controlling this world. And then we're all, that's it.
Did you see Ready Player One?
No, is it good?
That's basically the whole premise of the film.
It is?
Yeah, you should watch it.
Have you seen that, Craig?
It's great, right, Craig? Like, it's an interesting idea.
No, it's great. I like the book.
Oh, I didn't know there was a book. I'm going to check out the book.
I didn't want to get into conspiracies, but I've always said this because I this fascinates me because we're in Hollywood here.
Yeah.
And Hollywood is literally from a holly tree, right?
Right.
Hollywood,
right.
Holly tree. And that's where sorcerers and magicians, they make their wand. Like Harry Potter.
Creepy shit's happening in Hollywood.
Harry Potter wands.
Yeah.
And so, to put a spell on you.
Yeah, yeah,
so Hollywood is really holly tree, right?
Well, there's creepy stuff happening
so
here.
It's kind of, it depicts and it symbolizes Hollywood really putting, like, the movies are like the wand.
Yeah.
Putting spells. And so going back to.
Interesting. See, that's interesting. I've never thought about the movies as the wand.
No. And then going back to,
like, putting spells on the masses.
Not only that, it's not only spells. It's
true, though.
Because a lot of these Illuminatis and a lot of this stuff that we can't see.
You're into lizard
people. Well, I am into lizard people. I am into lizard people.
They live, right?
They live. They live. These Freemasons, they can't, they have to disclose what they're about to do, but not fully. They have to kind of say, we're about to do this. And they do it, guess what? Through Hollywood. And so when you say Ready Player One and Terminator.
Oh, like they're preparing us.
Yeah,
like they're like wedding, yeah.
Yeah, they have, they're giving us little clues like, hey, don't it's say creepy. We didn't warn you. Yeah, we gave you They Live, Terminator. I mean, what more do you want? We gave you AI. You know,
they also gave us Star Trek, which I'm a huge Trekkie. I hope for a Star Trek world in the end.
I hope that we all could be teleported up into the Enterprise. Yeah. You know?
Or like just that. I really want, like, I hate how we reward people for how much they take out of society and not how much they give back to society. Right? Like,
yeah.
So I want a world where it's like you get rewarded for what you give back to society. Like, how are you helping humans? Now you're the most famous, successful, wealthy person. You know what I mean?
They need to.
That's Star Trek.
Yeah, that's Star Trek. But, you know, okay, so going back to Star Trek. So I like certain aspects of it, but there's certain aspects in Star Trek that they're warning us also.
Oh, interesting.
The Borg.
Oh, yeah, the Borg. You're right.
So the Borg is a collective mindset. And it's basically turning you into like how everyone else thinks. You
hive
know?
Mind.
Yeah. Remember Picard it turns into one?
Yes.
Remember that? When Picard,
yes.
But the Borg, that's what they're going to, that's what these reptilian forces, that's what ultimately,
AI.
Yeah, they want us to become.
Drones.
Borg.
Borg. Will assimilate you.
Yeah, because of technology, what's the Oculus? Then, what are we going to start paying with? Different types of currency.
Just like
and then
digital, like scan my wrist.
You have your card, right? But they're like, you know what? We're going to make it easy for you. How about we take the chip out of the card, and then we just put it in your finger,
your eyeball,
right, your wrist, and you just scan it like that at Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah. And then they GPS track you at
and
all
then
times.
Then once that happens, once it's integrated in our bodies, I mean, Borg.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so I have a segue for you.
Yeah.
I always try and explain. I have a theory that the White Walkers are more like the Borg than they are zombies. And like the
Night
King.
I agree.
Is the Borg Queen. Like
who?
The Night King is the Borg Queen, right? She like the central control.
Oh, I'm glad you connected. I'm so glad.
You're the only
I'm
one.
I'm so glad you just connected that. That's straight brilliant.
I don't really have friends that are interested in this stuff, so I've
no
one talked
no,
to about
no,
it except
you're
Reddit.
Right. See, now that you just brought up a thing that didn't even occur to me till now. Remember that episode where the Night King goes like this? That's Borg
so
stuff.
I think he can see out of all of their eyes.
Of course. He controls them. That's
controls
the main
them.
Thing is control.
But he can also see. Like, everywhere a dead person goes, he can see. that was happening.
Yeah. So they did it in Game of Thrones, too.
They didn't take advantage of it, the writers. Sorry.
Give me an example of that.
Well, like, right? Like, what we were just talking about? Yeah, like, I mean, they didn't even touch on that. That could have been a crazy reveal or like, oh, the Night King has been watching us the whole time and he knows everything that's going on. And he's planned it because of that and you know underestimated what? It.
You're right. I mean, even the way he got taken out, it's like, where did what was that? Where did Arya come from? Like, she come from, like, she's a ninja now? She came from a branch?
Did you watch The Last Watch?
Yeah, I watched all of it.
So in the read, like, they show the read thrill, and they're like, Arya jumps off a pile of bodies. And so all the memes are like, D&D kind of forgot to show us the pile of bodies.
Wait a minute. Wait, that's not even, you're not even including, like, the hundreds of White Walkers she had to go through.
Where was the pile of bodies? Yeah.
It would have made sense if there's an underground tunnel system where...
she came from a tree?
Yeah. How did she bypass all the White Walkers?
I don't know, Steve. And the
lieutenants. And the lieutenants.
It makes no sense. Or Jon Snow hiding behind a piece of castle that literally the dragon blew through a second before, but it's now fireproof. That I was like, what is happening?
This is what I would have liked. Because I heard theories where Bran was really the Night King.
Yeah, me too.
So it would have been cool, okay, that episode specifically, instead of Arya coming out of nowhere and then doing that move.
Yeah.
I would have liked Bran. When that happened, Bran's eyes turned blue.
Oh.
Or something. You know what I'm saying? Shape-shifted or he shifted over to Bran. Like, Bran went back into time as the Three-Eyed Raven or something.
Why didn't he, they're like, this guy has crazy powers that he can time change and travel, blah, blah, blah. And then they reveal that and they're like, okay, now we're not going to do anything with that. He has this power, but, he doesn't use it or... we're not privy to what he's doing. You know what I mean?
What about the way Daenerys died?
So,
I'm
really upset about how the female characters went. Or the Jaime and
Cersei Lannister, how they died?
Or just how
that was weak, dude. Well, underground and the rocks pile on them?
I'm just really upset that they made these awesome characters that, subverted female literary tropes, right? And which actually was more true to history about what women were doing with power. Women...
like Joan of Arc or any kick-ass woman.
Yeah, these queen mothers utilizing their young sons to gain power. That happened all throughout history.
Yeah.
And so finally, here's a guy, not writing women with his dick. She's just a sex object or my sister or my mom, right? And then my role as a woman is just to help the story along in that way. And so, but they ended up there. Right. They... started out as these really dynamic
characters
subverting female literary tropes that have been for 4,000 years.
Yeah.
And then in the last two seasons, they were just put into those tropes.
Yeah, we'll just take them out this way.
Yeah, they don't really need dialogue. Blatant
disregard of everything they've shown. Yeah.
Cersei's just going to stand at a window and talk about, or just be a sex object for Euron, you know?
Yeah. You're telling me she was under attack? And she's just going to sit there and cry?
Why would she chop off Missandei's head?
It's like...
why would she chop off Missandei's head, right? Ned Stark's head getting cut off was what did them...
Yeah, that started it all.
And if she's bringing people in the Red Keep to prevent Daenerys, why wouldn't she keep Missandei in the freaking Red Keep? You can't burn me down. Right. Your best friend is here with me.
Right. And even when... Tyrion walks up. Remember that episode where he walks up?
Yeah.
I mean, they could have just taken them all out right there, right? They had the advantage.
Yeah, totally.
They could have been boom, boom, boom. They're dead.
Totally.
And they made it so dramatic, and then it's like they made you wait another week, and you're like, oh.
And if she sent Bronn, why didn't she send 10 other guys?
They're just going to send
one guy that's their friend?
Yeah, like.
Oh, I'll send the guy that's their friend. What? No, send a whole, put a ward out.
And then even the way Jaime Lannister, out of nowhere, he had this fling with Brienne Tarth. So it's they had this bond, right? It was a romantic-ass bond.
But I liked that it was, they teetered on the edge of romantic, but they were really, friends. I think a lot of male-female relationships are like that, where it's we're friends, but we're kind of sexually attracted to each other, and how do we deal with this?
Yeah, but you're telling me out of nowhere the next day, oh, I love my sister. I have to go see. I have to go back for Cersei. It's like, what?
And Brienne crying in her coat.
Don't go.
I was like, don't go. That's how you're ending this character? Is her crying in her coat?
Oh, what about this? Okay, Arya. I can't do it. After like millions of people are dead, she just happened to survive. Like she
And pops out.
There happened to be a horse.
Oh yeah.
Out of nowhere, there was just a horse there.
Why did they do anything with that?
I don't know.
The horse just been like, "Hello, it's Bran."
Or why couldn't they flip it like the horse was like a White Walker horse? Or something. Do something to make me wonder.
What if it was Nymeria and not a freaking horse? Like all of a sudden, big ass dire wolf, yo bitch, get on my back.
Yeah, that would have been dope.
That would have been dope.
Yeah, dire wolf.
I would almost forgive them for the whole other rest of the episode.
That would have been kick ass if it was a dire wolf.
Like just a random horse with a bloody handprint, like a Native American horse.
Yeah, and then Sansa and Tyrion in the crypt, or what do you call it, the crypt where they're hiding at the end? Or I think might as well. Are you gonna get married down there? Or like, what are you guys holding hands? Like, what's
and
going on?
And then Tyrion just White pulls away everywhere. Like one brick, and they're just laying there perfectly angelic.
This is how it's going
to
end.
We got smashed without bruises.
What is going on? You know what? You're right. This is great. But the thing is, dude, people are like highly invested. They are highly invested in this.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just make? We only have 10 minutes left.
10 minutes.
Couldn't you just? I knew this would fly by. Couldn't you just make 2 or 3 more added episodes to like maybe build up to that moment?
That's what they probably should have.
And then
done.
Couldn't you that one episode where you know where Arya kills the Night King? Why is it so blurry?
Why?
How come I can't see anything?
So I had to literally spend 20 minutes adjusting the color like on my TV.
And the contrast and all.
I was like, I need to adjust.
I was at my girl's sister and their kitchen light was on, and they had their flat screen near the kitchen. And I'm like, oh, I was watching it, and I didn't want to, like, because there's other people there. Right. I didn't want to complain, like, hey, can you turn
can
it off?
Turn it up?
Yeah, because there's kids. But then I thought in my mind, this is what I was thinking. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get through this. I can't see anything right now.
Yeah, I have no idea what's happening.
And I know it's their TV.
Yeah.
But it wasn't their TV.
No, it wasn't.
Because when later, I was in here, and I was, all the lights were off. And I'm like, I got to watch it one more time. The real way. This is the real viewing.
Yeah.
And then I like turned it on. It's 3 a.m. and I'm excited. I'm like, I have my little LaCroix. I'm like, and it was the same thing.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't see anything.
Yeah. But when you turned it up, did it become like grainy? So you watched just like a grainy, weird
the contrast. I even turned the contrast all there, all the way to the other end. And then I'm like, no, it's the lighting. And then I tried to do the lighting.
But why would they like... Did they, like, in the editing room, did they not think, like, oh, this is a little dark?
This is what it is.
You know?
This is what it is. You know, a lot of movie makers, they are like, we'll leave it to their imagination.
Yeah.
And I understand that, okay?
But to a point.
I love The Shining.
I mean...
You know, I love movies, like, or The Blair Witch. I like The Blair Witch.
Yeah, but, like...
Because you didn't know what she looked like, but you had to think about, oh, I wonder what she looks like. But this, you got to show us something, man.
They should have just released a black screen that was like Arya kills the Night King. That's this episode, and and this is the end of the Dothraki, and then the Dothraki were like everywhere. I was like, oh, I thought they died.
What about the election at the end? So that's how. So
why
Bran's
would you
the
new.
Like,
why Bran's
are
they all
the
like,
king?
Oh, this random guy that we don't know in a wheelchair is our king? Like they didn't even discuss it.
Who are those three or four other guys I've never seen? Who are these people?
The only people I knew were like the Starks and the Greyjoy sister. And
me
I'm like,
too.
Who are these
and
other?
Why are? How about this? Why are there water bottles near the chairs?
But also, yeah,
there's water bottles.
Like
you can't.
Yeah, they just. I think they.
You
just,
can't take that out.
I don't know, Steve. It was just. It was. I was trying to like. They set up rules about their magical world, and then they didn't hold to them. So all of our suspension of disbelief was broken. Because we're like, wait, there's rules in this world, and now you're not playing with them. Like,
let's just be positive, okay? Because we've been
negative.
It was
a great show.
No, we've been negative the last 20 minutes.
Okay.
About Game of Thrones.
Thank you, Steve.
The one, a couple positive things I did like about the last season. I didn't like the fact that John was sent back to the Night Watch or whatever.
Right.
But I did like that shot where they're exiting. yeah. into the snow, because that yeah. was reminiscent of the very first yeah. episode of when they were going out into the wild. But yeah. then the only difference is there was no threat. Right. Like, because the first, very first episode, right. there was White Walkers.
Right, right.
But now it's like going
full. That connection.
They're
That's
going
beautiful.
Full circle, and they're like with the Wildlings right. and John, and they're not. That was the very last scene.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought that was beautifully I caught agree. Because I'm like, oh, now we're going all the way yeah, full circle. And I'm like, okay, now they get to live yeah. in peace. There's no threat. And that's one positive thing I liked.
Well, and the acting.
Of course. I mean,
the acting, that was yeah. like. Those actors were amazing, unreal.
Yeah.
Like, better than any other TV show, maybe, for a few exceptions. Mm-hmm.
I told you I saw Sansa Stark at In-N-Out Burger.
You did?
Tonight. Yeah.
That's cool. I'm a fan.
I lost my mind, yeah.
Yeah.
I lost my mind.
What do you, like, did you say hi? Like, what do
no,
you
No, I mean, I was, like, shivering. I was
you
like,
just go in the corner and have a
was,
panic attack?
No, I was yeah, like, I was looking at her like...
That's like me.
I was like, what the... Is that her?
And you're in the corner like, oh, my God.
I'm by the Coke machine. And, you know, and then she walks by me, and then I'm just...
She's so cool.
And then I'm texting him, and in my mind, I'm like, okay, you got to go up to her now. You got to at least yeah, get a picture. Yeah, yeah. You got to go now, yeah. Steve. You got to go now. Go now.
Yeah.
By that moment, too late.
Yeah, like
the
she's
whole,
gone.
The whole burger joint, okay. the whole burger joint knew.
Next time that happens?
Yeah.
Just, you know how, oh my God, I'm blanking. Who's the artist with the dreads? The Sammo? What's mm-hmm. his real name, you know? The guy who's friends with Andy Warhol?
Basquiat.
Okay, so you know how Basquiat and Andy Warhol became friends?
No.
He walked up, he saw Andy
oh,
Warhol.
Oh, in a coffee shop.
In a coffee shop.
And he goes, hey, here's one to buy some ignorant art.
Yeah, walked up to him and said, not only, hey, oh, here's some of my art. No, do you want to buy some of my art, right? Like, I would have been like, here's my art. Do you like it? Have it. Do you want to buy some of my art? And I always thought that was clever. So and he went up to him.
So I should have sold... Sansa, like a no, rap
like,
CD?
Said, like, I don't know. Oh. Hey, I'm a fan. I don't know.
Oh, I
Oh, have... or, sh- yeah, Steve, there you go.
Oh,
hey.
No, but, no, I was hiding it.
Why?
I was embarrassed.
Why? That you're a fan of her work? Come
yeah,
on.
I was self-conscious.
Think if it was flipped. If you were, like, in a coffee shop and someone had a Stevie Weeby tattoo and they were, like, hiding in the corner afraid
oh,
to say
dude,
hi.
Oh, dude, that would make my day. God, you're right. God, you're right. I should have. Why didn't I think of that angle?
I met Slug once from Atmosphere.
I'm a fan of Slug.
I just hysterically
I reached out
cried.
To him several times to be on the show, but he's in Minnesota. Yeah. I don't know him. I've never met him, but I'm a fan of Slug and idea and abilities.
Amazing
and
artist. He's an amazing artist.
Not only that, he's an amazing performer as well.
Amazing performer.
Yeah, I like his stuff,
Me
man.
Too. I'm a huge fan. He's like one of my favorite musicians.
You know, everyone talks about Eminem. I love Eminem as
I
well.
I love Eminem
but
too.
But dude, Slug is dope.
Slug is dope.
He could do a great show.
He's a poet.
Oh, 100%.
He's a poet. So I met him, Steve, and I'm like, hello.
Well, you
I literally,
was it? You
like,
cried?
I literally hysterically started crying. I could not control myself, and he started laughing at me. Like, are you, like, what's wrong with you,
yeah.
weirdo?
You know,
I was like, I'm such a fan. I can't control
seems,
my emotions.
I've never met him, but he seems like a type of guy that you could watch. Like,
he
seems like a,
really
like a down
nice to
earth
me.
Dude.
Like,
yeah,
I was
yeah.
a little girl hysterically crying with a huge camera, like, at a festival.
Yeah.
And he was like, do you want a picture? I was like,
that's
yes,
cool.
I
don't know. So you're into that type. Like, so you're into rhyme sayers? And
yeah. Oh. I'm from New York.
Oh,
man.
Okay. Yeah, I worked at Amoeba, and then, like, even when, like, he did his in-store, like, there were so many people there. And that's when I was kind of getting familiar with all of them. And I'm like, who is this guy?
He's cool.
And I thought, you can't judge a book by its cover.
No.
And I learned that valuable lesson. I'm like, you can't judge a book by its cover. Because
no.
I thought it was like an indie band or something. But then after I saw his performance, I'm like, whoa, this guy's good.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in like ancient Greece listening to an orator sing or something
yeah.
about life.
Well, it's not only their dedication to what they do is like they perform it well as you know
yeah.
they put on a good live show.
Yeah,
I did amazing. The same thing with Idea, rest in peace, Idea. But like I didn't know what I'm like. What are these guys? Who are these guys?
Yeah.
But then once I saw them get on stage, I'm like, okay, I know that's what they do.
But that's what's awesome about music, especially
yeah,
like
you can't
shows.
Judge it.
Well, just like you get to go and explore and meet and find things that you are into, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, what's this sound? I like this sound. This sound inspires me. It makes me feel a certain way.
Yeah. We got to do another part 2 or 3 because we didn't even get to all the awesome musicians you've worked with.
Oh,
and
yeah. Shout out Night Bass.
Yeah, because at this point,
Sorry,
I think we have to
label.
Wrap up, huh, Craig? So you got to do part. Well, you'll definitely come back. Steve. Two, part two, three. We'll do. Yeah, yeah. Let's start. Okay, so this is the main reason why you're here as well. Because if let's first. What's your Instagram?
Oh, shoot people underscore. Like shoot, S H O O T people underscore.
Underscore after the
yeah
the word. Do you have a website?
I do. It's just KaitlynPerry.com.
And that's K A I T L I N. P A R R Y.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I was ready to do that.
Oh,
is there
you.
Anything, do you have upcoming photo shows or exhibits coming up?
Not photo shows, shoots. I have shoots coming up, but you can see, I'll post them on my Instagram when they're ready to be published.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if anybody wants to contact you. Yeah, how do they contact you as far as if they want work done by you, photos
Instagram.
Taken?
Or my website. I
so
have a
if
whole
you
contact
want,
page.
If you like her work, definitely DM her on shoot people underscore on her Instagram.
Thanks, Steve.
And you guys could work out the rates and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely do that.
Thanks.
And
Steve.
Then, on if to find out future shows or exhibits, be linked into her Instagram as well. Okay. Did we cover that?
That's all my things.
Okay. And so, dude, that was awesome.
Thanks, Steve.
That just, that flew by.
That really flew by.
We could do one.
I could just hang out with you.
Yeah, no doubt.
I would love it.
We could do one where it's just Game of Thrones talk.
Yeah.
I didn't know. You caught me off guard with that.
Sorry.
No, you caught me off guard because I'm like, you know, I just, you know. It's good.
And
but
you're right. We ripped on it a little
bit. Yeah. And then, so shout out again to Anthony.
Oh, yeah. My brother. Rugby United, New York.
Anthony, you're always welcome here at the Stevie Wiebe Show.
Well, he has so many cool, there's so many
never
cool
had a there. Rugby player.
Come on, Anthony.
Please, you're welcome. Any of the Perry brothers, you're welcome. they're all welcome.
Thanks,
here.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay. We have a Patreon attached to the show, so if you want to make a pledge and support the show, go to patreon.com/Stevie Wiebe. We have one new patron this week. Shout out to Lucky Pack. I have music also available at stevieweebebandcamp.com. All of my albums are, or 95% of them are on there. Shout out to Joseph Osai, Michael Martinez, and Robert Pedersen for buying music. Thanks,
woo-hoo!
Guys.
Thanks, guys.
If you want to follow the show, go to Instagram/QUANGOU. I haven't checked the P.O. Box in a while. I'm going to do that tomorrow. But I'm doing a vlog series called Stevie's P.O. Box where people send in packages and I open them on camera. If you want to get involved with that, send your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. We made 70,000 subscribers, folks.
Yeah!
Yes.
Woohoo!
So thank you for that. Tell your friends about the show. Spread the word, you know. We're a shout out to my man Sean Skellington's podcast, Necro Electric Podcast. Definitely check out Necro Electric Podcast. Still working on merch.
It's coming.
Merch is coming. Setting up the different sites, working on the different designs. Oh, if you're a fan and you're an artist and you want to submit a design, holler at me at QUANGOU on Instagram. I'm sure there's a lot of cool art out there, and then we'll definitely talk. Yeah, there's going to be some new live Q&As. We're working on a new thing called Stevie on the, or you know, where I interview people on the street, possibly, or maybe possibly
idea.
Not. Or we could edit that out.
I was supposed to say.
Okay. With that being said, I don't think there's a little raise this week. There's one next episode.
I don't get a little raise?
Oh, no, because it's not personal. It's like I do it every other week now.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But you know about
I'm teasing
it?
You.
Yeah.
Of course I do.
With that being said, dude, that was awesome.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks for tuning in.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.